now for an important announcement.
Eve is back!
Wow, that was a dramatic intro music there.
When we first picked it, I was like, wow, it sounds like we have something really important to say. We even considered the medium one, but that's not
a medium one that was 22 seconds of this lovely broadcast news music. Hello, this is Skein After Skein, episode number 22. Recording live from Los Angeles, California. Both of us in the same time zone.
Yep.
Okay, my apologies. I sent a dramatic spreadsheet to Michelle.
Which I didn't question because, you know, I figured it was right.
It was so wrong. I was so off.
The best was when you call me and I'm like,
who is this?
I'm like, Eve. Because I didn't recognize the number and we're just chatting and you're like, so are we recording? I'm like, you are aware it's 1:20 my time. A.M. Like, I was all half lucid. I was asleep on the bed.
You know
the dog.
What it is, though? Because I'm so used to convert from Los Angeles time to Vienna time.
Instead of Vienna back
so
to Los
in
Angeles.
Vienna, instead of going backwards, I went forward and it got all messed up. So
clearly that map. Because it was funny when I was typing up the message explaining why we didn't record, I'm like, well, shit, of course that fucking didn't work. It's wrong damn way. I'm like, and I never thought the question. I was like, Eve is brilliant. I'm
and why
question.
Don't I question if it's 9 o'clock in the morning there, it's midnight here. You know, okay, we were on, they hadn't changed times yet, so it was 1 in the morning here.
Yes, it was. Luckily, it was a Sunday morning. I had just fallen asleep to the TV like maybe an hour and a half earlier. And Bailey woke up and looked at the phone and I was like, who's calling us? And I hear this voice, I'm like, who's this? I'm like, who the hell's calling me?
Steve, are you ready to record now?
No. I was like, did I agree to this? Like, in my head, I thought, did I agree to this time?
So, there was no transcontinental podcast, but we're back.
We tried. Well, we made a valiant effort. Right. We just failed.
Because me, the rocket scientist.
Literally the rocket scientist.
And not count 3 hours in one direction.
And I'm a data specialist.
Right.
Together we should have been able to do that. What are you going to do? So sad.
Amazing. Well.
So sad.
While I was gone, I had, if you guys remember, last time we recorded, Michelle gave me a gift. Baggy. It was the green boxy bag and we had big pictures up. So Baggy went on a trip.
I haven't been on this trip before.
Baggy had adventures, you know, like.
And I got a picture infogram of Baggy's trying to get sneak into first class.
Yeah, Baggy tried, but didn't make it.
You're all bad, Baggy.
Baggy got stuck in a snowstorm in Düsseldorf.
I saw that.
Because I had an 8-hour layover, and I was like, oh, 8 hours is great. Layover, 8 hours is great.
You're playing
4 hours sucks because you're stuck in the airport.
Eight hours,
you go and you take out the city. So Baggy and I went through the city and got promptly stuck in a snowstorm. My cheeks were red. I had frost bites. This took like a week for the red to go away. It was so bad. But Baggy got some snow for the first time. And then Baggy made it all the way to Vienna 8 hours later. I had 2 weeks of food overdose.
I saw that. Trying to get his lasagna on at the dinner table.
Oh man, I just ate and ate and ate.
Oh, that was me this week.
Yay, hey. And then Baggy's coolest adventure, or one of the coolest adventures.
So
was
jealous.
Stitch and Bitch Vienna.
So
awesome.
Jealous that you went to a Stitch and
like
Bitch Vienna.
Old fancy coffee shop in Vienna, city center.
I can't look at you right now.
Awesome people there. Hello, everybody in Vienna.
Hello, Vienna.
I'm not sure if anybody's listening, but they all speak English, you know. It was
in German.
Very cool. And German,
okay.
You know.
I
mean,
I was like, Viennese. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
It's actually a separate dialect. It's almost its own language, you know.
It's not Viennese, I'm sure.
Officially not, but you know. So
they all
spoke English because there were people there who just didn't.
It's
speak.
Very European too. Most people tend to be speak their native language in English.
So that was fun. Baggy missed the stripper because
it was a stripper.
A male stripper. Yeah, a fireman. Like from Croatia.
Who was our stripper? At the coffee shop?
No, not at the St. Vincent's. I happened to be there when one of my friend's 50th birthday parties was. I didn't know about that till I got there. She's like, "Oh, you're here."
At her 50th?
They had ordered her a stripper, you know. So I was like, "Of course, when I go to a party, I did not take baggy and my knitting stuff with me."
Thank God. Especially when there's a stripper involved, so your attention should be diverted elsewhere.
No, you know what was? It was so European, such a European adventure. It was in the basement of this coffee shop. They had the whole basement. It was like this big old party room. And there were like, I don't know, 50, 60 people there. And there was just two of my friends and I. We were the only non-smokers down there. And there were no windows. we'd like go out every 2 hours or so, like just to clear out my eyes from the smoke. And it was like
your
radar.
Hair.
Oh, man.
Hey, I've seen videos.
Stink, but nobody there smells it because everybody's smoking, you know.
When my aunt flew in from Italy, like within 10 minutes of, not even 10 minutes, you know, she had gone through customs, luggage, everything. She comes out, we hug, we're waiting for the rest of the family. She didn't even last 5 minutes on the sidewalk. I mean, she lives in Italy where everyone smokes. I will say this about that part of the world. I have seen what goes on in some of those not even strip joints, like the sex clubs in Germany. Like,
I went to a sex club. I went to a party.
It made me think about it, though. Like, how can you just be having sex with some dude and like your homegirl sitting next to you on the couch and there's like 100 other strangers in the room and like girl over there is getting laid, girl over there is getting laid, and he like gets up and starts having sex with your friend. Like, how do you do that? I can't relax enough.
I don't know where you
was in Germany
went or where
and
you
I was
saw
there.
That so
because I would have walked in and been like, oh, God. And I would panic and leave.
Have not experienced it to that extent.
You were trying hard enough.
Right. Prude, American prude that I am.
God, what's your problem? I would freak out.
So while I was gone, did you finish anything?
Oh, I did. Now, this doesn't fit. I made the quick slouchy hat, is that what it's called?
It is a
quick
hat.
Cable slouchy hat.
Nice.
And it is super cozy. It doesn't fit over my giant head hair.
It is so nice.
It's so
hat.
Cute though.
And you made
it
from
cute, like,
that
yourself.
New Knit Picks yarn.
The billow, the 100%.
The billow.
It's
so
soft. Soft and smooth and cushy. Every so often, because it's been living in my desk. It's been on my desk recently, and like before I leave work, I like come in here and hug it. But it's cute, right? Look at it from the back.
It is totally cute.
It's like 2-3 days. Like,
I think it looks cuter on me though.
No, it doesn't. A, it's my daughter. B, it looks cute even on my giant hair. I'm adorable.
It is
still
adorable.
On my shit.
It's pretty.
I will say, I did make it a point. Bailey, kisses. Thank you. I made it a point to twist the stitch for the ribbing. I did.
Okay.
It's a 2x2 ribbing, and instead of a regular 2x2 ribbing, I knit in the back of the knit stitches just to give it a little bit more hold so it doesn't. Because cotton stretches, and
that's true.
I was like, God, why am I making it in cotton? But it's so fun.
It's soft.
It's so
soft.
Ever going to be good for the summers when
How
you don't
do you
need
think
a lot
it's going to come out if you wash it?
I'm not throwing that in the washing machine. That would fuck that all up.
Yep.
That is like a spray down with ghetto Febreze and let that shit air out situation.
What's the ghetto Febreze called?
It's water, rubbing alcohol, or vodka, and
no,
essential oils. It's called ghetto Febreze.
No, doesn't it have like a different name where they, I don't know. Anyway.
It's just Ghetto Febreze. Okay, stop molesting it. Keep it here.
It's really nice. I love that yarn.
It only took a skein and change because I still have a ton of the second
skein. Oh, wow.
The one thing I don't like about this yarn is it's impossible to unwind. It took so much just to get half of this unwound.
Really?
Karina, what you call it? She, hi, Karina. Hey, Jisa. What you call him, Jisa?
Jisa. Jill and
Lisa.
Lisa
combined.
From now on, we will call you Jisa. Hello, Jisa. So we don't have to say hello, Jill. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Jisa.
Hello, Jisa.
That was great when you put that in the email. But no, Karina.
Yeah, we're talking about you behind your back in the email.
But Karina was at Stitch and Bitch one night.
Hi, Karina.
Hey, Karina. And I brought my Swift, didn't bring the ball winder. And so she was like, oh, wind it by hand. But
she likes to do the ball winding.
I was hoping she was
thing.
There too because I knew she liked it. And I did that. Thank you, Karina. But she actually had, it was probably a good thing that she had to do it by hand because you had to like stop,
push it through. It was so tangled, and I had the exact same problem on the second one. I still have two more skeins of that stuff in black.
To me, you don't like it anyways in the color.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Did anyone hear me say I didn't like it? Because I don't remember saying.
I recall from the last time you didn't like it much, so I'll take it.
I am full of shit. Why are you trying to steal all my shit? But no, so I'm hoping that it was maybe just that particular dialogue that just went crazy, and hopefully the black.
Because I normally don't have issues with any of the nitpicks yarn. Their yarn usually unwinds nicely.
I don't know if it was something we were doing, but we both had the same problem outside of each other. Mm-hmm. That's my only complaint about this yarn. It is thick and thin.
What's it called again?
Billow.
Billow, right. That's that new nitpicks yarn. Oh, I have it right in front of me. Hello.
Yeah. All the colors. But no, I didn't realize it's a thick and thin yarn. Like very much like Noro.
It doesn't even look like.
It's bulky, but it goes from bulky all the way down to like fingering. But it looks really cool when it knits up. Yeah, you cannot.
Billow, 100% Pima cotton, yes. 120 yards.
Of tangled madness.
Bulky.
It is bulky.
As soft as clouds.
It
8
is.
Plies of dreamy cotton create a slightly textured, thick and thin yarn.
Oh, it does say that. Shows I was paying attention.
Oh,
yes,
so pretty.
I was so shocked. I'm like, did I get a crappy skein? And I start researching. I'm like, oh, nope, it's just me not paying attention.
Yeah, it's but it's nice.
That's what I finished.
Well, I finished, almost finished.
Almost.
Fully finished. It's blocking. My level one, God, is everybody's just so tired as I am with this. My master's knitting level one redos that I had to do the 3 swatches, they're blocking. So this will be sent off on Monday. And then hopefully I won't have to do any more redos and be done. And I can immediately going over into the next segment, which we don't want to mention because when you're working on...
What are you working on?
Works in progress.
What are you on your labels?
Oh, God, I hate that.
I think it was also Jen and Jane laugh funny. I think they were talking about how they both don't like that either.
Well, the problem is for a while
was
we
it
said
was it just one more.
I have not. I've been totally. I'm out of date. I'm like way behind on podcasts.
What's up, Jen and Jane? You guys.
Hey, Jen and Jane.
So
it funny.
They're so funny. Oh my gosh.
No. For some time there, we did, instead of what are you working on, we said, how many elephants in India? But then we have to explain it each
every
time.
Episode.
That's so boring, too.
So we're going to try to come up with something
So how's
better.
The tap water in Los Angeles?
It's horrible when you keep drinking it, you
no,
creepy
that's not,
freak.
I didn't ask the
I know that, but I was answering that
it
question.
It was code for what are you working on?
I still stand by my answer. Ew, I am working on...
beats it. You just say, oh, I'm working on
The needles. Like,
I'm working on.
Okay, so I'm working on my quilt, which needs a name because all quilts have names.
I have a quilt.
My quilt is looking mighty fine. I work
Can
on
you just name it quilt?
No, quilts have names. Like boats have names.
Wait, what quilt? Are we sewing or are we knitting or are we crocheting? What are we doing? Quilt. Quilting. Okay.
the Jelly Roll's racist quilt.
Ah, the one with the stripes. The
yes.
Gray stripes Jelly Roll quilt.
So I ironed it out. I laid down the batting. I laid down the back piece.
How about
all
you call
pinned
it
up.
Gray stripes Jelly Roll quilt?
You really know nothing about quilting, do you? No, quilts actually, you do name the quilts and you give
really?
Them. Yeah. Not like Bob or Susan, but you name it after what it represents.
I did not know that. I have absolutely zero
experience. That's like
I'm
saying, you need to name it. You're like, give it the bullshit. I'm like, she doesn't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you're supposed to name
well,
yourself.
Well, I'm knitting on Ravelry, you name all your projects and you come
it's
up with
around the
names.
Same. It's the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what is your previous quilt called?
I've never made one before. So I got to come.
Cherry.
Jerry?
Jerry.
No, not, you don't give it a per. Oh my
Bob.
God. Didn't I just say not like Bob or Jane?
Charlie.
God, you don't listen. Like,
so,
there's one, there's a famous quilter, I think she's in Canada, and she has, because Log Cabin is a style of quilting, and she has a Log Cabin quilt that she named, pattern that she called, I think Drunk Love in the Log Cabin. I was like,
okay.
Apparently there's a story behind why she named it that, but she won't tell. I'm like,
oh that's funny. So, yeah, what's her name? Does she have a blog or where do you read
this? I
have
no idea.
Okay.
I found her on there's a show called, or it used to be a show called She's Crafty up in Canada,
mm-hmm.
and she was on there one day. And if you get that show, and if anyone knows if it's still on in Canada, I freaking love that show. She's awesome. She does a host of things. But so I'm working on my quilt, which needs a name. And
ooh, I have an idea.
Okay. You haven't even seen it to name it.
The gray striped quilt, of course,
it's
I've
burgundy
seen it
on the back.
Okay, whatever, but it has nothing to do with that. You should name, you know how when they breed dogs, the first litter all starts with A, the second all start with B, C.
Boring.
You should name the quilt something with an A.
That makes it even harder.
I don't know.
See,
well, I don't know. What does it have meaning for you?
I have an idea of what I want to call it. I was thinking about, because the backing is like a deep reddish burgundy and it's black and white, and it makes me think of like old black and white movies.
Okay.
I was gonna call it like something to the effect
Casablanca.
Of like, no, something like
Okay, do it. Get anything right.
You're absolutely horrible at this. I was gonna call something like
A Night in Casablanca.
No, I was gonna call it something like
Tracy Dick.
Dick Tracy. God, shut up!
Yeah, it is Dick Tracy.
No, you can't wait to let me say Dick okay, Tracy Dick. God.
We had me that is bad.
All right, I'm thinking about calling it like a kiss in the balcony of a noir movie or something like that. Something that refers to the, you know, the old film noirs and kissing
I
in the balcony.
I like the word noir movie in there.
But I gotta figure out how to work kissing in a balcony.
Okay.
In that, because with the red underneath.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
So that's what I'm working on.
Smart, smart.
Not Bob.
I didn't say Bob, I said Charlie.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Okay. How's Charlie doing?
So I'm working on that. I've been doing the actual quilting and it's tough when you don't have a quilting machine and you don't have a machine that has a long arm on it.
Quilting arm.
Not even that, because there's like my machine is shorter than my brother.
Machine. How's the new machine?
It's awesome.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah, that was and I bought a walking foot. I bought a special walking foot for the quilting and quilting needles. And I'll talk about that when I talk about the evil Husqvarna lady. She was a bitch. But
right.
You never listen when you
I
are.
Am. I am listening.
No, you don't.
All right, I'll put it down. Let me finish this room.
So I'm working on that. I know Jill is working on her quilt, and she like.
Oh my God, she made that quilt that has this million
she
little.
She finished
pieces.
The top of hers. Yeah.
That's insane. When
so now she's
when
working on the quilting.
When does she have time to do all these things? I don't understand. She makes like knits like lace
I
coats
don't,
and.
I don't question
crazy.
The time to do all the knitting and the quilting and all that. I question when she's sleeping, because I'm not sleeping, and I do half of my hours work. Like, not even half. I do, like, an eighth of what she does, and I don't sleep as it is.
You can get anything done, and oh, God, I don't know.
But the blogger from Trabian Ensemble, Michelle from Chicago, I think, she, like, every other day, she puts something Trabian Ensemble, like the, what you call it, like the Beatles song, T-R-E-S.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ensemble. Like ensemble. E-N.
Whatever.
Wow. Okay.
Hey.
I was going to spell that for you, but never mind.
Don't speak French.
Like every other day, she puts up a new sweater she's knitted or a pair of socks that she's knitted or a dress she's sewn, or like fully piped pajamas she made for Christmas. Like, oh my God, I just want to write her, Michelle. When do you sleep?
Yeah, I mean, there are some people, I mean, like Debbie, our knitting friend here in Los Angeles,
she doesn't sleep.
She makes an average like one sweater a month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In addition to hats and socks and scarves, the little things in between, the little things that take me like months to do.
So,
but anyways, so what's going on with your, what else are you?
So the quilting came along and I finally picked up my granny square blanket again. And so here's what I started with all these. I was going to make up like 300 or something stupid like that. These three round
little granny squares.
Granny squares. I was like, well, this is stupid. And so I got inspired by another person's granny square. It looks like that.
Oh, that was from the Venus Choice group. Yeah. I know that person. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tweak hers a little bit different, but and actually write up a tutorial so you're not having to count freaking rows and pictures like I did. So I have to do 6 10 rows, and it's, you'll see.
But so this for anybody who is not sitting in front of me, in front of this picture,
don't,
which
we'll
is
post
everybody,
it. We're not going to explain it.
What it is, though, is granny squares. We're talking crochet, granny square blanket that was in the Vanna's Choice group, and we're going to post the link to
it. Yeah, it's too hard to explain. There's 11
there
row squares. Let me explain it.
Big
square. There's 11 rows.
I thought it was too difficult to explain.
This is a lot. I was not going to go into it, but there's 6 11 row squares. Granny squares, and then you have to make 6 squares, but they're made up of
four little blocks.
You want to explain it?
Blocks.
Go ahead. Fuck it.
4 5 row blocks.
Eve just refuses to let me talk today.
Talk. Quiet. Wait.
First and foremost, there's 6 row blocks. Okay, there's 6 granny squares because you have that main color, and that's what I'm going to change. But that's the whole thing I don't want to get into. So I have 2 done minus the final round because I haven't decided exactly what color, which I do want to ask you about later. So I'm just going through scraps and just pulling colors out.
I love the colors, the way you're putting them together. It looks
you
very pretty, very colorful. No, but it's not random. It's clearly it matches together because I made a blanket with random colors and it looks like somebody puked up some yarn.
Oh, no, those are random. I was like, oh, yeah, I pulled them out. I'm like,
but they all
yeah,
go together.
Okay.
Oh, are they all Vanna's Choice?
Oh, God, some of that is Bernat. Some of it is Red Heart. Some of it, I don't know what it is.
We're in acrylic heaven.
Oh, it's acrylic-topia up in this bitch. This stuff, I don't even know what it is. I had to set it on fire to fire test it. Bailey, monkey. I had to set it on fire to see what it was. It's clearly acrylic.
Burned it?
No, it's a burn test. Because wool, you don't know about that?
Which one?
Burn test. If you have unlabeled yarn, you can burn it, and it will burn a certain color in a certain way. And
I did not know about that.
Yeah, I didn't make it up.
I gotta look that up.
No, I'll show you. Because like wool, it won't really catch. It just kind of smolders.
While acrylic will like shrink.
Acrylic,
into...
let me tell you, it will catch. And it burns very quickly and it smells like shit. It has a very like acid smell.
I know
and,
how acrylic smells.
Yeah, it's horrible. And then Bailey, and then it gets all melty. The ash is really sticky and melty. Bailey, come here. It's so that's what that is.
That's funny.
And I was like, oh God, this is acrylic. Oh God, it's so horrible.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it could be old.
It could be
old school wool. And that's why I was like, I don't know what that is. I was like, let me set that on fire before I, you know, crochet it up and then
and
like
then
felt it on
have
accident.
A felt, right?
It ain't felting. It's going to be okay. So yeah,
nice.
So those are the 2 things I am working on. Hi, sweet face. I am going to write up the tutorial for this.
Oh,
because
nice.
I cannot find a tutorial for it. And it's
for this
easy
one?
Enough,
mm-hmm.
But I do have some magic in mind on how to make it super, super cool.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to write something up for you. You coming up to me?
Well, I am working on my husband's birthday present, which is the Skull Illusion Scarf. The pattern
is that
called
is?
Skull Illusion Scarf by Kathy Munoz. When you look at it from the front, you see... gray and black stripes. When you look at it from the side,
oh, that's so cool!
You see the skull that just needs to be unrolled. And
can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why didn't you put garter stitch on the edge to keep it from rolling?
I don't know. I just followed the pattern. Didn't think of that. I'll just block it.
What is that?
It's worse.
Oh,
cotton.
Okay.
No, it's not cotton. It's cotton, 75 cotton and 25 acrylic, so it will
block out.
Yeah.
Steam it first before you dunk it, because cotton's not particularly crazy about being dunked like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm even going to dunk it, just spray it.
Yeah, steam
it
or spray it.
Spray it.
Yeah, that's what I do with cotton. It's
so,
very cool.
It's neat.
It's very cool.
He didn't like it, so
He doesn't like it?
Well, he hasn't seen the skulls yet. All he sees is like black and gray stripes that upgrade the scar from getting.
Wow! Marriage, kick ass. thanks, lady.
Yeah, well, he's usually very grateful, but it's like, okay, we're in Southern California. How many more scarves do I need, you know? Right. The apocalypse might come and you'll be grateful.
Unicorn apocalypse, man.
So the other thing I'm working
on. My favorite life.
is I'm starting on, my God, I know everybody can't just wait to hear about this. I'm starting on the level 2 master's degree for knitting. Woohoo!
Bailey's excited. Are you excited?
Anyways, let's do a...
You have to do an Argyle sweater in level 3.
Yeah. They're changing the rules sometimes around, so it always...
Oh, yeah, I might do it then.
But jump in when something is there that you actually like. You know?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Can you not lick my cleavage? Because that's creepy.
And that's the dog, not me.
Yeah.
He
has a thing about me in V-neck shirts, and he's like, hey, girl.
He's hyper today.
You know why? Because
he got his own Ravelry account.
He got his own... Bailey. He has own Ravelry account, so he's super... Bailey, are you excited?
And if the Ravelry people find out that we have a dog they're having account, they're not going to be happy.
We're going to give them some projects. Some Bailey projects.
Some projects.
We'll post some pictures of stuff.
So, magazine review very quickly, because these magazines are in German, because I picked them up over there, but I love them. One is the Sabrina April 2013 version magazine. Everything in there is awesome. Everything there is beautiful. And there is one sweater that I'd like to make, which is this one here.
Ooh, that's cute.
It is a hooded sweater.
Oh. Ooh, I don't like the side.
With lace going down the sleeves. And then it has some sort of a pocket thing. Not pocket thing. It's like a V-thing shape on the side going down. So I love this one. Actually, I like everything in this magazine. The problem is that this is all in German.
You speak the German.
I know, but I don't speak the German knitting. I can figure that out too. But you know what?
I was back to the 80s and then I couldn't read any more of it.
But the problem is that German instructions are so much, English instructions are so detailed and you go row by row, you know?
Yeah.
Versus other language instructions. It's like, okay, for this you do blah, 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 and just do that, you know? And it's like,
you'll figure it out.
I mean, look at this. This is.
Ooh, cute.
Look at this. Jacket, right?
Yeah.
These are the instructions for it. It's like a half a page. Big old,
Are you supposed to figure that out?
Yeah. So I'm scared.
I would be too.
And it's some really cool stuff in there. The other one I got.
They like really short. They're like, knit some shit and then figure it out.
And be done. Yeah. The other magazine I brought is a Verena. Spring 2013, and I have to say something about this magazine. Verena, I know. Verena is one of my favorite magazines. Again, everything in there, love it. Not everything, but most of it.
Ooh, I like this one better already.
The problem with this magazine is they used to have it in English, and the idiots on the East Coast. No, I mean, they just happen to be on the East Coast, but these idiots, and I talked to them on the phone, they totally mismanaged it, and there is no more English edition of this. You have it in French, in German, in Russian, and in some other language. I don't remember.
My French
what.
Ain't that good, I can tell you right now. I could not get through a French pattern.
Swiss, Slovenia. Czech, Hungarian, you know, I mean, you
got
all
cute
these
for the summer.
Languages.
Really
like that. It's a lot of cute stuff in this. Anyways, they don't have it anymore. I'm so mad. They really messed up. And that was the magazine review. Two German magazines that nobody understands, not even myself.
You know what's funny? When I watch like the Knit Girls, or I listen to Des Moreau, and they review. They're like on page, blah, blah, blah. We're like, yeah, it's cool. You should buy it. Oh, don't buy it. It's horrible. We're very much trust us.
I would say, if you speak German and if you have access, buy this. The Sabrina April 2013. Awesome. But if you don't speak German, knit.
Oops.
And if you don't have access to it, then I guess.
All right, before we move on to our next segment, give me like 2 seconds. Talk.
Talk. talk amongst myself. All right, now she walks out. I'll talk about the magazine.
No, I'm back. I totally forgot because we're moving on to the book section, and I finally busted out my Kindle again and downloaded the book. I'm reading Shit My Dad Says. Have you heard about this book? I've
not heard about this.
It is hilarious. This guy realized that his dad said some of the craziest shit on the planet. And he does what he wrote. He started posting stuff on Twitter. And he goes, one morning he wakes up and he had like 10 followers. And then he had a couple hundred followers. And he goes, and then like a week later, he had 10,000 followers. And he decided, you know, people were calling him. He did a book. He had a show for a while. But his dad says the craziest shit, like for real. He says,
so the book is called Shit My Dad Says, and it's all by Justin Halpern.
Yeah, it's all stories about the crazy stuff his dad says. And like, and every so often he just stops and he says his dad on such and such. He goes, packing my own lunch. You have to pack a sandwich. It can't just be cookies and bullshit. No, I said if you packed it yourself, you could pack it how you want. You not pack it like a moron. Like, it's just ridiculous. What was another one that was?
That's a full book? Or is there a story?
No, there's, like I said, stories. And then he says, on my first dance, are you wearing perfume? Son, there ain't no cologne in this house, only your mother's perfume. And I know that scent. And let me tell you, it's disturbing to smell your wife on your 13-year-old son.
That's funny.
And like,
that he remembers these things, you know?
Oh, wouldn't you remember that shit? But he like says crazy. Like, his dad is off the wall. Like, he tried to convince him. Oh, I said this to Valerie. He goes, on how to tell when food's gone bad. He goes, how the fuck should I know if it's so good? Eat it. You get sick, it wasn't good. You people, you think I got a microscopic fucking eye? Like, he sounds like the most riotous father. Like, literally, I was crying reading
That's
this.
That's funny. It sounds like fun.
And I'm 73% of the way through, and I just downloaded it this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's one of those that grabs you and you're in.
Some of the stories, like he tells about when he was, you know, playing baseball and just growing up and stuff his dad said. It was just like, and his dad is, and he loves the F-bomb. Like, oh, my God. He goes, on accidentally eating dog treats. He goes, snossages? I've been eating dog treats? Why the fuck would you put them on the counter where the rest of the food is? Fuck it, they're delicious. I will not be shamed by this.
Have you ever eaten dog food?
No. But Jill and myself and Karina and Lisa all had this discussion about like dog food and cat food and how it looks and smells. It's all, it was crazy. Because I've been feeding my boss's cat while he's out. And I have to feed her either salmon or tuna and then her cat food because she has to put on pounds. She's really, really tiny. So he's trying to fatten her up. And so she's on like prescription cat food and she's on, what you call it? But it's like the cat food, like some of her cat food looks delicious. I'm like, that looks I'm not going to try it. But it looks like really good.
But I was talking to my boss just the other day about this. We were like, what, you know, about the, I don't know how we got on this topic, but about the old people who eat, you hear, and they eat canned cat food, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you eat canned cat food? You can get the same, I mean, go to McDonald's and you get two burgers for $1. It's like, why or buy like a bag of potatoes? You know, I mean, why would you choose cat food? Doesn't make sense, you know.
I'm not here to judge, but that's what I'm reading. It's hilarious.
Well,
I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Put it on our thread for the book recommendations.
Yeah. I put it on my Kindle. I love it.
I just finished up The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I reread that. I just love that book. It's the funniest thing when the computer thinks 7 million years to find the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
42. It was in the 40s.
You asked the wrong question. 10 million years later, 5 minutes before the experiment is over, the Earth gets destroyed. I don't know. Love that book.
If
always
you haven't read that book, it's a really good book, and it's part of
a
series.
But it's funny, it's a trilogy of 5 books.
Yeah, that's right. I had that trilogy for a while, all built into one book. Because isn't it Earth or the restaurant at the end of the galaxy is one of them?
Yeah, I don't remember. They're just awesome. I mean,
the Hitchhiker's Guide is great.
Totally crazy. Don't go in there expecting something coherent or in any way making sense in there.
I bought that book on a trip to San Diego because I was like, I need a book. And I was like, everyone's read this. I haven't read it. And I was rolling the whole way home.
It is hilarious.
But then, you're reading the Debbie Macomb?
I'm reading right now a Debbie Macomb Bonnetting novel, something,
is
Summer on Blossom Street or something. It's so tacky, cheesy. Of course it's good, you know, you have to love it. You know? But it's one of those guilty pleasures that you read in between the serious books, which The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It really doesn't count as a serious book.
And then
but it's really good.
But the other one that I just got a book on tape is American Gods. And that is 19 CDs long, meaning the book must be like, 1,000 pages or so if you read it.
Yeah.
And that came from our group, a recommendation from several people. So
I'm going to hit that thread up because this, I plan to knock this
book
out.
Great, and I put it in a page. So there's like a nice list of what everybody recommended. You know?
Oh,
so
we should
put
our stuff on there too.
I'm going to read my way through the recommendations. People keep posting. So I'm looking forward to that. After I'm done with the Blossom Street, Summer on Blossom Street or whatever. Knitting novel. Shall we do Would You Rather?
Nope, I've been in the order that I think we should do it.
Alright. Go ahead.
Are you ready for our special topic? Epic cow.
Sound effects. No, if I touch this here, then we'll.
You don't like my sound effects? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're awesome. They're good. They're good. The cow.
We should use that for our intro every time we talk about it.
The cow.
Nope. Cow.
Okay, I don't know how to stop it. Let it go.
See what you got?
Okay, I think it's gone.
Then broke the damn podcast.
The epic cow.
Now we can get it to do that every time we said it. That'd
say
be cool.
The word epic cow.
See if you're stuck with my see.
Epic cow.
Watch it keep going.
Yeah.
See.
29 seconds long. It's done.
Okay, we're good.
All right. That's funny.
Imagine hanging out with us. This is a lot of what it's like.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Bailey.
He's fine.
Kisses.
Okay, so because it is now April and Epic Cow starts next weekend.
April 16th, a day after taxes, which is in 11 days. Today's the 5th.
My dad does my taxes, so I'm assuming he's working on them.
Oh, I got an extension, so it's not.
Oh, yeah, I forget. So the dates of the Cow are April 16th to April 15th of next year.
1 year.
It's epic. And don't you do it. Damn it!
Epic cow.
Ooh, that was a good time. If you do that again, I'm going to smack you. Bailey, I'm going to let him kiss you all night. Bailey.
Okay, so dates, April 15th, April 16th through April 15th, 2014.
Yep.
Items to make to play along.
Bailey.
And they're all... Bailey, stop.
Come here.
Okay, so the items that need to be done are one bag, one pair of socks, anklets are okay, teenage size or bigger, three hats, no baby hats, teenage size or bigger, two sweaters or cardigan, teenage size or bigger, two shawls or shawlette, one pair of gloves, they can be fingerless or mittens. Mittens are okay. And two freebies, anything from the categories that we have just mentioned. It's all actually in the Skein of the Skein group on Ravelry. It's called Epic Cow.
Thank you for not hitting the button.
Somebody had asked just today, can it be a work in progress? No, it all has to be started.
But good question.
After April 16th or on. So sorry. So
really?
If it's a work in progress and you have three rows already done, rip back. Three
I don't
rows.
Know how I feel about that decision.
Oh, do you want to allow work in progress?
How about one of the freebies can be a work in progress?
Okay.
One of the freebies can be a work in progress.
But a work in progress, how much? I mean, whatever. If I just need to put the ribbing at the last seam on a sweater.
Whatever.
Okay, one of the freebies can be a work in progress.
As long as it's in the categories.
As long as it's in the categories. Yeah. Okay, great. That sounds good.
Yeah. All right.
We'll make the changes to the
rules. Good to know.
One whip.
And the reason why we're sticking with, I mean, you can lie to us, we don't know. But the reason why we want to have rules is because we do want to have prizes.
And it's fair. Yeah, we want to do prizes, which we don't know yet, but we got a year to figure it out.
Yeah, we're working out. We'll figure it out before then. We have some ideas, some bags that we want to give a gift. I have some ideas about some yarn. And we're not going to just, you know, have you knitting for knitting's sake. There'll be some goodness going on. So, it's coming up. Get the plan. And now
Let's go through all the rules here first before we go.
What rules?
The tag.
No, just hold on.
All right.
So you're just mad because I have a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, you do have a PowerPoint presentation.
Of the items that I was considering for the Epic Cow Cow. You're just trying to gloss over my PowerPoint presentation. Don't hate.
No,
I did, in fact, put together a PowerPoint presentation.
She did really have a PowerPoint presentation.
That's what I do for a living, partially. Yeah, it's full on. It has all the pictures of the things I'm considering making for the Epic Cow Cow. Plus, I actually put a box for a missing spot, too. With the question for, I'm ridiculous. We'll put it up on the page because I'm a geek. But it's very graphic. It's very encouraging, though, right? Don't you kind of want to make everything on my pages?
It's pretty cool to see it, and then a year from now, see it all made.
Ooh.
That's going to be really neat.
You know what I should do, though? If I actually make all this stuff, I should take the same pictures.
That's true.
I should take the exact same pictures and redo this. That would be awesome. I might have to do that. You're going to help me.
Okay.
That would be cool.
That's actually a nice idea.
So, yeah, I picked out all my items except for one of what I think I want to do. I was originally going to knit exclusively from the knit scene book, but once we opened it up, it made me rethink. And there's like about four or five things on here that are from the knit scene book or a knit scene. But I was like, you know what? I want to branch out. Since we opened, I want to put some crochet things on here, like that's crochet. The sock pattern I chose.
So, to tell crochet. Us, what did you choose for all the, what you have for the bag?
For the bag, I chose the 29-210-44 stripe bag.
Yeah, that came from one of the websites. No, not webs.
No,
it's
a Japanese or Korean website, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was the pink and black one that they have in the project photo that I loved so much.
No, I did
much.
Not. We
did not pick that one. But it's a crocheted granny square. Granny lines, isn't it?
It's granny square.
Oh, it's granny. Yeah, but
it's
not
one big
grand.
No, it's one big grand.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
Why I chose it.
So
this is also
on
my other one.
That's
too.
one of the.
It's the way you finish the ends that make it come up to the bag.
So
the grand, the 29-210-44 stripe bag is my bag. What's next?
I might have that bag
Same
as
one.
Well, or one of the other 1,000 that I have in my favorites. I don't know yet with the bags. It depends also on how much time I have left.
All right,
one pair of socks.
My sock pattern will most likely be the stretchy crochet socks.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, they look like knit the way they have you do it up. It's really cool. And everyone that's made them love them.
I was thinking of doing the owl socks.
I saw that.
Those were super cute. Hats, three hats.
Tippis beret, the pinch hat, which are both from the knit scene book and magazine, and the Mindy beret. Which is
pretty
crochet. It's really cute and looks good in variegated yarn. 29 rolls.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really cute. I've seen it in like ugly variegated yarn and it looked awesome. I was like,
nice.
So, and everyone, like if you look it up, people are like, this is the best beret pattern ever. Oh my God, you have to make this. I was like, on the list. And then one of my free items is also a hat and it's that, what is that?
The cappuccino?
Yeah, that hat.
Nice. Well, I have only one hat that I have decided on now, which is the Pittsburgh Steelers hat, which I'm making for a friend, you know, conveniently, you know, falls in there. I mean, I have the project up already. I haven't started working on it yet, so I'm good. The other hats, they'll come along. Two sweaters or cardigans?
One is going to be the Central Park hoodie.
Yay!
I'm going to take that one on and the oatmeal pullover.
Okay. I know I'm gonna make that skull sweater out of the one of the Stitch and Bitch books.
The Superstar Stitch and Bitch?
I don't remember which. No, I think it might have been actually the original one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know the one.
It's the one, the black sweater with the big skull on it.
Yeah.
Or on the arm or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna make that, and I don't know yet what I make. Maybe that if I can somehow translate this magazine, I want to make
the one
with the lace arms. But I don't know if I'm comfortable enough translating this pattern into English, even though it's only like four rows of pattern for this.
I bet you $10 there's a group for this magazine on Ravelry.
Yeah, no, or I can just go to my new Vienna Stitch and Bitch friends.
Well, all right, so what's the next?
I might do that. Next thing is two shawls or shawllet.
Okay, my first shawl is from the knit scene. It's the oscilloscope shawl, the one that everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
Really pretty. I think it's worsted too, which is really nice. And then the Thalia shawl, which I think it almost looks crocheted.
Thalia, okay.
But it's really airy and light and lots of yarn over. But I think it's really pretty.
I want to do, I have absolutely no idea. I want to do one crochet shawl, but I don't know yet.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I want to do one crochet and one knit. I just don't know yet what. The shawls are probably going to be towards the end of the year. I have no idea yet.
Okay.
Gloves?
The follow mittens. You can do them either as fingerless or as mittens. I haven't decided, but they're really pretty. They have a nice little cable detail. I really like it.
I'm going to do Bella's Mittens.
Oh, I love Bella's Mittens.
They were written by Subliminal Rabbit, who is one of the members who comes. I've met her at the Fairview Saturday group. So she's here in LA.
I really like those.
I was like, oh my God, I love those mittens. And I was like, oh, by Subliminal. Oh my God, I know her. You know, I was like, oh my God, somebody I know wrote a pattern. Wow. Next one is one freebie where you said you were going to do the hat, right?
Yeah, the Mindy Gray is my freebie. And then I think my other freebie will be a work in progress, whatever I have
to do. The Modern Cardigan?
Don't bring that. It's on punishment.
Yeah, I don't know yet what the freebie and I don't know the work in progress.
I can't wait for you guys to see my full-on PowerPoint pages.
Yeah, give me that PowerPoint. I'll put it on the website.
I sent it to you.
Yeah, right.
Because I was so proud of it. I was like, let me make this fancy. It's all laid out, all cute and shit.
And I'm like making up things as we go along. Yeah, I like that back too.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I had that in my favorites. That's good.
I had some time on my hands today.
Tag information, please, if you participate. And I've seen, I'm really, really positively, not surprised, but very happy to see that a lot of people are participating.
Yay.
In this. Because it's a massive cal. I mean, it's like a year.
Epic.
It's
not massive, it's epic.
It's massive and
it's
epic.
epic.
But if you participate, please put the tag on. We put the tag in the thread.
Notes.
It's called Epic Cal. That's the tag.
EPICKLCAL. In your project tags, put it in there. That way you can search and see what everyone's doing at one time. And it's very convenient because you're like, ooh, what are they doing? Ooh, what's that? Ooh, that's hideous. Oh, that's pretty. Because we're not judges. Ooh, this week we were judging people.
Did you see this?
Oh my God. We were on everyone's ass because I came across some ugly shit. It made us miss each other.
Right.
Oh my God, this shit.
Our love letters. Talking shit about projects that we don't like.
Does that make us horrible people?
Yeah, I think we are horrible people.
Sorry.
Hell in a handbasket, that's where we're gonna go. I mean, I would never say anything publicly.
And would never call anyone out.
Because
on that.
People are proud of their work. And
except for that one lady that said it made her eyes go crazy.
Right. But
and she's going to give it to somebody.
Yeah. Why
would you
do that? That one thread.
And let us just say 90% of the stuff we don't like is the stuff that was a bad yarn to pattern match.
Right. It's. I think a lot of it is the
variegated
with
like cables.
Right.
90% of the time, it is variegated cabling, and we're like, oh, God, look at this. or like a full on sweater.
And even that one lady that put that sweater in, it was like brown and green variegated, and she was like, "Oh God, it was so bad." And then she made another sweater.
But those we can talk about because they're in that Ravelry thread of your worst thing ever, yeah, she or whatever. Even knew it was, you know, bad. Remade it into something else and it got worse.
God, this is. It was because some yarn is so pretty hanged up and it should just never be knitted or crocheted. Like right. Peruvian print by Red Heart.
Peruvian print. Oh, man.
I love that yarn. Oh, God. You have no idea how hard it is for me to walk away from that shit sometimes. I'm like, oh, it's so ugly. I must buy it. Matter of fact, I might buy some this weekend just because.
Hey, Bailey loves it.
He does. No, he was getting up anyway. He was giving me a forlorn look.
Oh,
hi, Monkey Pants.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so we are thrilled that people are participating in this cow. We'll come up with some prizes and words of encouragement.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Here's my thing. This is why I put this where it says pattern ideas and what you call it.
Personal
words of encouragement. Because I know you have to go potty. We'll go soon, sweetheart. Everyone's biggest concern seems to be the sweaters. Are you barking at me? Because that's just rude.
The sweaters.
But here's the thing. If you are intimidated by a sweater, I highly recommend a...
You mentioned those in the thread,
yeah,
right?
Do a sweater that's done in the round, that's not pieces, that's not done flat. Do something that has a yoke on it, because literally you're making three tubes.
Right.
You're making a tube for the body, two tubes for the arm, and then you're going to connect all those into one big tube.
It's like making
a giant hat that never comes to an end.
The modern garden cardigan. That is awesome. That is fantastic.
It's bulky weight, and it doesn't make you look fat. Even if someone was like, I'm concerned because I'm heavy. It is flattering
I'm wearing it, you know. And
it is super.
I weigh like about 3 tons. So.
Whatever. another good one is the oatmeal pullover because I believe it's on bulky. It's also, what you call it, it's no cabling or anything like that. It's tube, but it's really flattering the way it's done. I have to say the owl sweater, which is also done on bulky, is a really good sweater. If you know how to do cables, you got... If you can knit, purl, do cables, the only thing that was interesting on that sweater that was new for me were short rows. But they weren't, she rewrote it so they weren't like complex short rows. Super easy sweater. I've known people to do that sweater in like 3 or 4 days.
That oatmeal pullover that you're planning to do, that looks actually very cool. And is that done in the round?
Yep.
It's very simple.
Yep. I believe it's either, I'm not sure if that's top.
And the other thing is, if you are heavy and concerned, just don't make a sweater, make a jacket, because a jacket, no matter what, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to look like a...
The modern garden cardigan is
perfect.
The shaping is so flattering on that.
Is sort of, you don't even do anything for it. It's because the pattern, it has these leaves
both
in
leaves.
It. And
my vagina motifs. That's a long story. We'll talk about that later. But the motifs is where the shaping is.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So do not be... And there are a lot of thick girls that have made that sweater, and it looks so good on them.
Yeah.
We highly recommend that sweater. If you've never done a sweater before, it is done flat, but it's on bulky. It's done in one big piece. Trust us on this.
Granted,
I haven't finished mine because I don't feel like doing sleeves right now. That's my only
thing. The only
thing
is sleeves go up a needle size when you do the sleeves because they were tight.
Don't go up a needle size. Go up a size. If you make a medium body,
right.
make the large sleeves. And
you
have to do a little bit of math to add a couple of stitches in the armhole.
I didn't do it. I mean, it's fine. It's a little bit tight on the arms, but I'm still fine. Or maybe I went up a needle size or something.
I added two stitches on the arm because it's on bulky to pick up the extra stitches that are going to be in the sleeve or however many. Super easy. I literally was just like, where are the sleeves done? All right, let me put some extra stitches there. Like, that was it. There was no math. I was just like, where do the sleeves go?
Just pick up some stitches when you get there. Anyways. It's doable. And these
Don't be discouraged by socks. Socks you can do in worsted weight. Bailey.
When I looked at this, these are items that I would do anyways.
Yeah.
Hats, shawl, bag, a top or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this definitely is some crazy stuff that I never can use and that's gigantic. Yeah.
We're going to need you to make a tea cozy.
We need you to make a queen size blanket.
Yeah. We purposely, we talked about this too, about when we decided what we wanted to do. It was very much done in the spirit of what is viable to do in a time frame, and you know, what would we want to do? Like,
what do we want to do? And actually, I'll be happy a year from now. I'll own these awesome pieces. Yep. Yay!
Yeah, I will use all those, and I love them all.
So very cool. So that's the Epic Cow Cow.
Yay! Did you just pause?
Oh. Epic Cow Cow. Epic Cow Cow. Epic Cow Cow.
There we go. It's gone. So you can do this. We have faith that you can do this. And if you have a blog, blog about it.
Yeah.
I need you to know we're going to blog about it.
I haven't blogged since
you
like
have a blog since
November
17th.
Oh, God. All right. I'll blog
just
something.
So you know, there will be prizes. We haven't worked out how we're going to do prizes.
We'll do prizes.
We're going to do prizes. Do we have to do prizes? Okay, here's my question. Everyone does on the other podcast. We're like, we're going to random number generate. Can't we do like...
Trip is ugly. You're not getting a prize.
Can we do the one we like the best? But like, we like this project the best.
We'll figure it out when we have the prizes.
I mean, there'll be some drawing type stuff too, but...
We'll figure it out. When we get there.
There are going to be unbiased and biased prizes.
Like... Moderator's Choice Award.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. There will be a Moderator's Choice Award.
Right.
Or word.
Or, since we're fighting over it.
Since we're going to argue about it. And then everything else will be totally fair and random.
Right.
Cool. I'm okay with that. That was my biggest concern. Write that down.
Moderator's Choice
Moderator's Award. Moderator's Choice Award. And then there'll be choice. Like, whatever. We'll figure some out. We'll definitely do one where people get the most likes.
That would be cool. Also, the other one, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll work it out. Give us suggestions if you have any.
Yeah.
So that's the Epic Cow Cow. Don't you hit that button. Oh, there you go.
My eyes immediately went to the...
She looked over at it, and I was going to smack her with my pen. Smack!
Would you rather...
Yes, this is from...
Since we're running out of time, we can only do one of those. But one from Prime Number, which was spelled really funny.
That's awesome.
I
didn't even look at that.
I didn't even get it until I said it. Her name is Irene on Ravelry.
Clever.
Prime Number.
Clever.
If you were stranded on a desert island and can only pursue one craft, would you rather knit or sew? I'm adding in or crochet.
Oof.
And if you can only work with one color of yarn fabric, what color would it be?
I'm going to answer the color first. It's going to be teal.
Well, Irene's answer was, I don't sew.
So my answer is easy.
She's knitting. As
I love
for
this.
Color, I choose something bright so the hunky rescue
people
can
find
me.
Which I thought was brilliant.
That is smart.
My color would be teal. And I thought about this. I would... probably go with sewing. I'm assuming there is an outlet, a power outlet on this deserted island. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to sew because then I can make more stuff and I can decorate my deserted island hut faster. I'm assuming I'm sewing leaves together at this point, but whatever.
Well, one thing that this question has raised in me was that between crocheting or knitting, I would go for knitting.
Hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe because right now I prefer knitting in a knitting way. But I also would go for sewing.
Yeah. I would probably in order go sewing, crocheting, knitting, but it's because I'm crocheting and sewing a lot lately.
Yeah,
ask us in a month.
Sewing, knitting, crocheting, and then when I get tired of the knitting, it probably would reverse. But yeah, it would be sewing because maybe I can sew myself like a boat or a canoe or something.
I love we're all practical. I'm like, I'm assuming there's an outlet.
I can sew myself a tent. Color-wise, I was, of course,
or
thinking...
Or a parachute.
Hey.
Or sail. We're all about getting off this damn island.
See, the thing is, my original color choice, of course, would be blue. as your teal, yeah. it is not the smartest choice because it gets totally lost in the ocean color. So I'm there with the bright yellow.
Fluorescent orange. Ooh.
Bright neon
How about
pink.
That pink yarn that you guys bought for my birthday from Super? That would not be
pink,
a Malabrigo
pink
situation.
Red heart.
I would want me some sturdy ass
Somebody,
red heart.
Somebody on the group said rainbow color. I'm there with you. I think that might be it.
And I'm going to opt for red heart because if I'm on a deserted island, Malabrigo is not going to hold up.
Well, I'm not knitting. I'm doing sewing, so.
Yeah, sorry. This week.
Yeah, next week when I'm knitting.
I know.
I don't know if I'd go for red heart, though.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Madeline Tosh is not going to hold up on
no,
the readiness
but
of this dirty
I'd
island.
Say maybe get some at least care on
nah,
or something.
Man. I want something to be tough.
Red heart, super saver.
Wash it in the ocean.
Why not the fun yarn for craft projects?
I love we're all, we have not accepted that we're stuck on this island. We're all, we've turned into Gilligan, every episode of Gilligan's Island. We're trying to get off.
So, this week I would sew myself a sail to get off that island.
Yes. Next week we're going to knit ourselves bikinis. The following week as winter comes, you know, it's like, I've crocheted myself a cardigan to get through the winter months on my desert island.
Oh my god, I was gonna be stuck on the island throughout the whole cow.
We would get shit done
now. Next year we'll get finally off that island. Wait, am I stuck by myself or am I stuck with Elton John or Phil Collins?
Oof. Oh god.
Oh, I looked today in the polls, Phil Collins and Elton John equal.
Nice.
That was episode 20. Who would you rather procreate and keep the human race alive?
I don't know
if
there'd be a whole bunch of procreating with Elton John.
Phil Collins. Right now, equal.
I can't. I'm so sorry. I cannot think of her name right now. But she was like, "Hey, there's a thread called Hey Michelle, have you seen this?" And it is Dwayne Johnson is doing a new show. God bless her. Like the first 5 days after she put that up, I just randomly go look at it. And I talked to my family member that's in entertainment about that too. And she's like, she doesn't know him. And she doesn't think she knows anyone that knows him. She goes, but knowing my luck, she goes, I'll now run into him.
Aww.
And she said, I am not the only person that's asked her either.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'm family, so there.
I'll get to the top of the line. Once you're in control of his dating life, after you know him.
Hypnotize him with it. She said, but she would want him to.
Ew. Oh, you're bad luck.
No, we're going to make this work. Because I love that picture. I was just like, hello.
Funny.
I know, we're going to party soon, okay, Monkey?
All right, well, let's wrap this up here. We're over an hour.
We're in sundries and plugs.
Plugs.
I have to give a shout out to the Crafty Gemini on YYTube.
She's got that awesome sewing YouTube channel.
It's
and she's
sewing,
the one with the tattoos
farming.
On the hand.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's sewing, farming, and organic cooking. Oh, good boy. She is, you know, I was watching some stuff. I was like, oh, let me look at this. And some of this basic, she actually is really, really good. She gives really good tips. She, her.
Molly O'Malley.
Yes.
Molly O'Malley.
Thank you, dude. Yeah, click on that link.
Molly O'Malley
just
is the one who sent
the
Dwayne Johnson link. Sorry, I just brought that up while Michelle was talking.
Focus shot to hell.
ADD moment here. Sorry about that, everybody.
Click on it.
I did. It's slow.
Okay.
Whatever.
Check out the Crafty Gemini. She's awesome. She sews, lives on a farm. And
has tattoos on her arms, which I think, I mean, it's not
great.
The tattoos, I just think it's that somebody has
a
sewing
tattoo?
Blog and they have tattoos.
And it's
there's
a quilting
a,
tattoo, that's
oh,
the best
that's
part.
Awesome.
And she's awesome. Her tutorials are so, it's like she's in a room with you showing you what you need to do. And I was looking at one where something I knew how to make, I was like, you know, let me just peep this out. And I'm looking at it. And just the tips she gives and, like, the way she explains it. Like, I've learned so much from her. This I was like, oh, my God. Why did it never cross my mind to do this? Why did it never cross my mind to do that? Oh, that makes so much sense. And she, oh, my God, she's really good. So I am a big fan of hers.
We love you, Crafted Gemini, if you ever hear this.
I know, ever.
Whatever. Maybe we can.
And I have a quick story. I went to buy quilting needles, and I was unsure if I wanted to do my quilting with cotton or polyester thread, because I'd heard, like, it's a better option to use cotton thread for quilting.
Okay.
And I knew at My Joann's, they have, there's a store kind of within a store, and it's a Husqvarna store.
Okay.
Husqvarna Viking. And this lady is this, I've talked to her before, and she's really abrasive and not nice. But I knew she would have the answers. So I told her, I go, look, I said, you know, I'm doing my first quilt. You know, I didn't know if I should use cotton. And if I use cotton, you know, is it really necessary for me to use quilting needle? Or can I just use, she's like, it will be better. Da-da-da. I'm like, well, I know people, because Jill and I talk about, I know people have done this regular walking foot with regular needle. She's like, I go, I have a walking foot. You don't, you bring it in here and you will see. I go, look, I already bought one. It's kick-ass. I get it. Okay, like, I shut her down with that. I was like, I get it. I spent the $30 on it, okay? So I was like, and she was so mean about it. And she was like, well, what kind of machine do you have? I said, well, I had a Brother's, and it crashed after a year, and I just got the new stylist Singer. And she goes, you're going to be here a year from now with the same problem. You need to go up in some machine. I go, look, I just got that machine like 3 weeks ago. It ain't going nowhere. I go, I need to know what I need to work with, what I have. What is wrong with
her?
She's overzealous and bitchy. And it's so funny, I kept seeing her, she was like glaring at my hair too, because I had my hair out in Big Fro that night. And she was like half talking to me, half talking to my hair. Like, because I would look away and I would look back at her, she'd be looking at my hair. You know? But she was like, I mean, I just told her I have a brand new machine. I go, it's not going anywhere. So I need to know what I need to work with, what
right
I have.
Now, I didn't ask you for advice on buying a new
sewing
machine.
I'm not buying a $1,200 Husqvarna after I just got a new machine. So I went back to the ladies at the cutting table and I go, look, she stresses me out. You know, let me call this one lady that we know, she kind of sews and quilts. We'll bring her over. She's,
oh my God, seriously?
They bring someone who works for Joann. She takes me to exactly what I need. She made a really good point about using cotton with the cotton quilting material because they'll all shrink down together.
Right.
She goes, you'll be fine. She goes, these needles, these are the needles you need. She took it because they're not with the regular needles. She took me to the needles I needed. We talked about the thread. I was happy. That's all I need. I just needed someone to verify all the shit I had in my
right.
head and point me in the
and
right
you
direction.
And you had very clear
and
precise questions.
Fucking try to sell me a $1,200 sewing machine. I have 5 sewing machines, bitch. I'm good.
What are you going to do with the Brother? Are you going to...
I'm
going to
sell it.
Will?
I'm going to Craigslist it for like $50 and let it be someone else's problem.
But it's not working properly, right?
Trust me, there will be someone out there who will want it that will either A, know how to fix it, or be willing to take it on
okay.
and not spend $500. If
okay.
not, I'll take it to the Goodwill.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I have all the parts, everything. So I told my dad, I called my dad afterwards, I go, I'm going to be hard pressed, if ever, on buying, if I ever want to take that next step up of buying a Husqvarna. It's because all my conversations with them, minus one, have all been with her and have all been there. I go, they could have been priming me to make that step for years. For years. I think they could have planned that thing like, oh, you know, you should look at this instead of being mean to me. And it should be the first brand to pop in my mind when I decide to make that big
what
step.
What would be your next sewing machine to step up sewing
either,
machine?
Either, what you call it?
Bernina?
Either Bernina or, what's the other one? PAF? PFAF?
PAF.
Yeah, them. Because I don't want to buy a Husqvarna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they make equal. It's like, I just want to tell her, bitch, this is not the only brand of sewing machines on the market. I can
right.
go elsewhere. She could have been priming me for years. So the moment I decide to drop that money, that would have been the only brand to pop in my head.
I have to say, there are
or
some Jerome. People, you know what also is, oh, Jerome, this is the one that they're pushing at the mood. And
you know they make the Kenmore.
Lisa is taking the class right now, the sewing class there.
But you know my Kenmore?
The sewing machine.
Wait, you know my Kenmore? They make the Kenmore.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
So, some of these yarn store owners, there is one store in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's a nice yarn store, but I never go in there because the woman who owns it, she is so annoying. She's right after you, and I always feel like she's watching that I don't steal anything or that
well,
I don't
touch
too much.
It's like the lady in Michael Levine's, too.
But that's the I mean, it's the same thing. It's at Skanes in Pasadena. It's like she's right behind you in your face, you know, and I don't mind. I mean, I don't want to go there. I'll go
yeah.
somewhere else. I'll take my business somewhere else. There's so many yarn stores around. We're lucky
no.
to have them. You
Internet,
know?
Dude.
All right. But, oh, man.
So, yeah.
Same annoyance.
I'm very angry at Husqvarna right now.
Well, it's not their fault. It's just that dumbest woman.
Now, I will say, before they moved around the corner, I was talking to the ladies. This is years ago, like 15 years ago. I'm talking to the ladies there. And if that probably goes to like somewhere between 10 and 15 years ago, really nice lady. And we were, I was like, do you guys, you know, I was talking about sales and, you know, how well they do considering that they're in that type of store. And she goes, yeah, she goes, the best is, she said she was in there one day and this guy comes in. He's like, what's your most expensive sewing machine? She was like, that one. He's like, yeah, I'll take it. I'm like, ooh, what did he do that got him in that kind of trouble? And he walked in, he didn't know what he bought. He was like, he just wanted to know what was the price of this one on the market.
Most expensive one.
Because, you know, he was way in the doghouse. The dog was in bed and he was outside. I mean, she said he never blinked at the price. He was like, yeah, I'll take that one.
Oh, he must have screwed up big time.
Big time. And he knew he could come home empty handed whatever he did. I was like, that's deep. I would love to be a fly on the wall when he was like, babe, I'm sorry, but look what I bought you as an I'm sorry gift. Please don't kill me. I'd be hard for us to be like, I'm mad at you, kind of, not really.
But that machine, you know?
That's why I go from I'm mad to not really, I love you. Not that I can be bought, but my, you know, my unhappiness could, you know, fade away quickly with some shit. But yeah, we should probably put down Faf and Husky and all that. Bernina. They make, that's the thing, it's like, you are aware that Bernina makes, you know, kick-ass sewing machines.
It's fun. Bernina. Now, the reason why I was in Europe was to clean out my mother's apartment because she's going to a care place. And she's a professional seamstress, so...
Is she a Bernina's?
There was a Bernina machine there. I was like, oh, that hurts. I gave it to my niece, actually, who's just starting to sew. Because I couldn't... First of all, it was like one that's like 30 years old, so it weighs about 4 tons.
9,000
that
pounds.
I would have, just carrying the machine, I would have to pay extra luggage, you know.
We're going to charge you $500 for this extra piece of luggage.
And then the other thing is the electricity. The plugs are different in Europe than here, you know. Right. So I no use for it here. But my niece is just starting to sew, so it's perfect for her, perfect. You know. And she's got like a kick-ass machine as starting, you know.
Yeah. So the Crafty Gemini has 13 sewing machines.
Oh, wow.
I'm right behind her at 5. I'm getting there.
I got one.
My kissy boy.
Go, brother. Yeah. Anyhow.
Your brother's lasted longer than mine.
I know. My friend's the one I bought.
I've made like 10 things on my brother before
he
died.
She had a year before I did. So
I think I just
you
had
know,
a bad
I think
machine.
You had a bad one.
I'm lucky, but.
All right.
I just want to say that Bailey has his own Ravelry
Yes.
page, and he's also a very clean puppy. He got a bath last night.
And Bailey is now answering his own thread, the Bailey request, show us your fur friends, furry babies.
And he smells delicious.
He'll answer that. We shoved
yeah,
that off
him.
On him.
Because you... Because mommy's convinced you go on the email anyway when she's gone at work talking to the dog down the street, huh?
And you can friend him if you'd like to.
He would love to have friends and he gladly will answer any of your questions.
Because we just took on some more work. Great, now we have another account to take care of. All right. Some music.
He'll like
it.
He's giving me the rub my junk.
Oh my god, that's depressing.
I know. We're glad to be back, you guys. Or not. Or what are you doing?
Changing the music because it was boring.
Alright.
Great,
now we're at a dance hall now.
Have a fantastic
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Same 2 weeks. It's only 38 seconds.
Oh my god. God, really?
It's still going.
Yeah, it is. I did not do this. This is all you.
Yeah, that was a bad choice. Oh, it's done. Thank God, it's over. No
Bye.
Offense to anybody who likes that music.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Bye.
Bye.